The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership. Welcome to another edition of Talk of the Town on 88.1 FM. Talk of the Town is where we talk about fun and interesting things to do in and around Colonial Beach. And coming up April 11th is the Osprey Festival. And with us today is the president of the Virginia Osprey Foundation, Joni Millward. Hi, Joni.
Hi, Ted. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Obviously, you guys do this every year, do the Osprey Festival. It's been going on for how many years now?
This is our 8th annual festival.
All right. And I remember when it started out as a tiny little thing on Town Hill.
It did.
And it's grown quite a bit, hasn't it?
It has. I was an attendee in 2019. Their inaugural event, it was a small event. Very nice, though, and I loved it. And I got involved in planning the 2022 festival and had no clue what I was doing. But I loved the birds, and I loved meeting people to get them to come and speak to us for our presentations. And there we go.
So I'll lay a little background here first. What is it about the Osprey that's so important that we have a festival just for that bird?
Well, an osprey, they're a sentinel species. They're a keystone species, and they tell us a lot about our environment.
What is a keystone species?
For instance, if there's something wrong in the water, if there's something wrong, say, as we do have something wrong with our water right now,
yeah,
I guess.
What if a bunch of poo ran into the Potomac River?
Yeah, what if? They respond to that. They're very sensitive to chemicals. They're sensitive to water temperature. They're sensitive to their environment, and they'll reflect that to us. And that's going to tell us something. If they're having a problem, we're going to have a problem.
So that's what a keystone.
That is what a keystone species is. There is. They're a canary in a coal mine. They really are.
Perfect analogy. Okay, and what got you so interested in all of this?
Well, I have never lived with ospreys, close to ospreys. You have to live by the water. And when we moved to Colonial Beach, we could see the platform that is in the fire department parking lot. That's right outside our back door. And my husband said, oh, look, an osprey platform. We're going to enjoy that. Little did we know what that was really going to lead to, but I did enjoy it. And watching them come in, bring their sticks, build their nests, raise their young.
Drop dead fish in your backyard.
Yes, that's a blessing. I tell everyone, if you get a fish in your yard, that's a blessing. You've been blessed by the ospreys. But I just watching them, I fell in love with them. They're a gorgeous bird. And they only eat fish, as everyone knows, I hope by now, 99% of their diet is fish. And they're just fascinating. They're resilient. They came back, you know, from the DDT era. They really nearly went extinct here on the East Coast and other places. And once that was identified and banned, they came back. And so I say they're very resilient, like we are here in Colonial Beach.
And you mentioned that they are having a little bit of trouble lately. I know last year was a difficult year for them. The numbers were down. They seem to not be getting enough food.
It was last year and actually the year before. So as a comparison, in 2023, out of 36 nests here in Colonial Beach, we fledged 55 chicks, which is fantastic. In 2024, we fledged maybe 5.
Oh, my.
Last year, only 8. So we are also having the same difficulties with our birds that they're having in the lower Chesapeake Bay. Many things could be a cause of that. Environment, climate change. We know our water temperatures were warmer, hotter than they were in 2023. We get Potomac Riverkeeper data, and we can see that and compare. Also, the chicks starved to death, and we sent three of them out for necropsies in 2024, and it was determined that that's what they died of.
Starvation.
So not enough fish. Why isn't there enough fish? That's the big debatable question, and it gets pretty political.
Yeah.
Well, but we're still looking into that.
And hopeful for a good year this year.
We're always hopeful.
Yeah.
We're always hopeful. I'm not sure what we're going to expect. We expect to see here, but we hope for the best, and we have lots of chicks.
So to celebrate these birds, you have the Virginia Osprey Festival on April the 11th on Town Hill.
We do.
Let's talk about what you've planned for it.
Oh, we have lots of things planned. It's on Town Hill, 9 to 4. Everything, I'll just say everything that's on the hill, that's free of charge. You can come in and you can visit the vendors, the exhibitors. We have lots of things for children to do. Always our walking sticks have been a big hit. We're going to have them again this year. So that's a lot of fun for the little ones.
What is that?
People collect sticks, real sticks out of forests, out of the woods, and they clean them up, and then the kids can decorate them with feathers and beads and things that we have for them. And they're cut to child size height. And so you have a lot of little hobbits walking around Town Hill afterwards. Quite cute. Anyway, but we do have a lot of children's activities. We have four speakers this year, and we always have a good lineup. But I would say this year is the very best. We have, for our keynote, we have Rob Beauregard. He's an osprey researcher of 40 years. He pioneered tracking on ospreys to track their migration. So he will be telling us all about that. We also have a speaker from National Audubon is coming. So I'm delighted to have someone from National Audubon come and speak to us. We have an individual from Chesapeake Bay Foundation, and he will come and talk about ospreys and menhaden. And that's on everyone's mind. So you won't want to miss that presentation.
Because that's what they eat primarily.
Menhaden. They do eat other fish out of the river, but menhaden is a source, big source of food for them. And our last speaker is a lady from the Potomac Chesapeake Dolphin Project. She's assistant director, and she'll be telling us about the dolphins that we see right here off of Colonial Beach at certain times of the summer.
Oh,
so that'll
cool.
be really interesting.
I bet a lot of people would be interested.
Yeah,
in that.
I think they are. I think they are. I've heard that.
And are these are talks kind of throughout the day on
They're
Town
throughout
Hill?
The day. The first one will begin at 10 o'clock. They're held at the Fisheries Building in the conference room.
The
first one begins at 10 o'clock. Our second speaker will begin at 11:30. We'll have a break. Our keynote speaker will be at 1 o'clock, and then the last will be at 2:30.
And are these ticketed events?
That's a ticketed event, yes.
Okay.
That's a ticketed event, as well as our personal golf cart tours.
So for a ticketed event, people can, I assume, go to your website and purchase tickets in advance or maybe on site on the day?
They can. You can go right now and purchase a ticket. They're $10 for a single ticket and $15 for a full nest family ticket. Day of festival, you can also purchase tickets. However, they go up $5, so it'd be $15 and $20.
And let's remind everybody your website so they can go look for it now if they want to.
It's www.virginiaospreyfoundation.org, and click the festival tab so you can stay up to date with what we're doing.
Terrific. You're going to have a lot of vendors on Town Hill. WWER is going to be one of them. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for coming. First year to come. To have a table at our event.
Yep. We've finally got enough volunteers that we can kind of man the table and do it justice. I'm also going to try to do some live broadcasting from there so we can tell people what's going on. Hopefully that'll work out. It's in the works.
That's great.
Talk to us a little bit more about some of the other vendors we'll see.
Okay, we have wonderful artists and vendors. Some of them local, some of them come from out of town. There's paintings, there's crafts, there's photography, just really great vendors. Lots of exhibitors. Our parks will be there. Virginia Institute of Marine Science will be there. with nice displays that you learn about their organization and what they do. So we'll have, of course, we'll have food trucks there. We have probably about 60, 65 total vendors and exhibitors.
Wow, that's quite a lot.
It is.
I know the Potomac River Keepers are planning to be there.
Potomac River Keepers are going to be there as well. Yes, we're really looking forward to it. It's
excellent.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We have our trolley tours and, as I mentioned before, our golf cart tours.
Yeah, so let's talk about how do the tours work.
So the golf cart tours are ticketed. And when I say ticketed, you get one ticket, and that ticket, you can ride a golf cart all day long on that ticket, or half a day, and then go see all the speakers. So that covers everything. The trolley is not ticketed. So what we do is we go up and around the point with our tours, and we have a guide on our trolley as well, and we give you a little history of Colonial Beach. We point out our nests on the point and tell you any interesting stories of things that might have happened at that nest over the years.
So your volunteers who are doing the golf cart tours, so they're driving people around and just kind of talking about
that's exactly what they're doing. And those golf cart tours really take on the personality of who their guests are in the golf cart. Some people want to take a lot of photographs, and we can pull off and let them do that. Trolley, we can't do that. People
right.
can't get on and off the trolley. It's
right.
dangerous. But golf cart tours are a lot of fun.
Yeah, because it's very personalized, isn't it?
It is.
You know,
it
because
is.
Basically you could say to the driver, well, I want to do this. And of course they're going to go, sure, why not?
Exactly, you know? Exactly. So it's a lot of fun. And we have a lot of golf carts lined up. So hopefully we won't have a lot of people waiting too long to be able to do that.
Do you have to do a lot of training with the golf cart drivers?
Well, we do some training because they need to be able to answer questions. Mm-hmm. So we will have a mini training, and they'll have some notes. And if they get questions they don't know, we'll find out when they get back and find someone that does
right.
know.
So they start and end in Town Hill.
They do. Everything
and so
starts and ends there.
Basically, if you have a ticket, you wait for a golf cart to show up and you take
right.
your turn. And
they'll
your
be
thing.
Lined up in front, and then they'll all be gone. But they'll come back. The tours don't take that long.
How long does a tour like
maybe
that
maybe around 30 minutes, or it could be a little longer depending okay. depending on,
yeah, again,
on your group,
how,
right?
how much they talk.
Right, or if they want to get off and take pictures,
right.
it'll take a little
right.
longer.
And the trolley tour?
The trolley tour is about 30 minutes.
Okay.
And we have a schedule for that, and I can't think of what that is right off the top of my head, but it does begin at 10. Opening ceremonies are at 9 o'clock.
What's entailed in the opening ceremony?
Well, this year, as we have in the past, we're going to have Colonial Beach Elementary School. They have their choir, their children's choir, and they're going to sing the Osprey song. And that's so much fun, and it's so cute. So they're going to start off with that. The mayor will say a few words. I'll say a few words. Just sort of a kickoff to mm-hmm. get going. We'll have Dr. Cunningham will bless the birds before we all go out to do what we want to do. And it's very nice, really.
I know in years past you've had actual live birds with their handlers
yes.
on site. Tell me about that. Are you doing that this
We're
year?
We're doing that this year.
Because it was very popular, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It is with not just children, but adults, too. So EarthQuest is a nonprofit organization that comes to us, and they have ambassador raptors, and they'll be bringing them. And I'm hoping they're going to bring Storm, who's an Andean condor. They brought her last year, and she was absolutely gorgeous and stole the show. Mm. So, yeah, I hope that they will be bringing her. But they brought, I believe, 5 birds last year.
Wow.
And he also is going to have a table this year, so I think there will be some chance for, like, meet and greets at his booth. So that's always a crowd pleaser, yes.
I'm sure. I mean, I was fascinated by
yeah.
it, you know.
Yeah.
So I knew I had to ask you if you were going to do that again this year.
We are. I just left it out. So many things, I can't remember them all.
That's why I'm here, to prompt
that's
you.
That's right. yeah, so that is a great thing. And when you have these education animals in Virginia, you do have to hold events every so often to keep them to get them out, to show them. That's a state law. So that's what he does. So, and he's a nonprofit, so he operates off of donations as well.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about his organization. You say he's got, I guess, several. You said he brought 5 birds last time?
He has 5. He has more birds. He has more birds than what he brought.
Right,
so
okay.
He works with those birds daily to keep them engaged and
Used to people.
And used to people, and you know, stepping up on his arm and all of that type of thing. They practice that. Mm. And he does a great job, and he's very knowledgeable about all of his birds.
I mean, at the end of the day, they're still wild animals. So.
They're still wild animals. They are not his pets. They do not live indoors with him. But he does a great job for them, and I think they enjoy it. They seem to like the limelight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they do. I think that Andy and Condor did. She strutted her stuff on that stage. She really did.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is funny, but... it's a great show. So I actually booked him when he was done with his last performance last year. I booked
him. You said line that up for next year.
April 11th on your calendar. I wanted him back. He did a great job.
Good stuff. Are there any other vendors that you want to kind of highlight for us?
We'll also be having a falconer there. Her name's Erin, and she has two owls, two education owls. One's a barn owl and one's a barred owl, and she will have them with her, and they're also education animals, and she'll have a booth, and she won't be doing anything on the stage, but just as you're walking around, you get to go and see them, stand very, very close to them, and
get a picture.
And she's very knowledgeable too, and very nice.
Owls are fascinating.
They are.
The fact that they can see so well at night, their heads can spin round and all that. They're just fascinating birds.
She might also bring her northern goshawk, which is her bird that she does falconry with. So she actually hunts with that bird.
Oh.
Yeah. So that will be there too.
Very cool.
He's very wild. Her owls are a little calmer, but he's rambunctious, but fun to watch.
He's a hunter, and he's trained to hunt.
Absolutely, he is.
He's still keeping all those instincts intact.
Exactly. So I'm just trying to think of other vendors. You know, we have our food trucks, so we have barbecue, we have burgers, we also have a vegetarian option, so that's always a good thing to have. Grandpa's Hawaiian Ice there this year, so that'll be his first year. We have a lot of first-time vendors this year and exhibitors this year that have reached out and wanted to come, so that'll be fun.
It grows every year, doesn't it?
It grows every year. It sure does, but it's going to be great. It's going to be exciting. Wishing for good weather.
Do you spend the whole year planning the next year after it's done?
Most of it. It gets intense now, but we usually take a couple months off, and then we go right back at it. I actually already have our keynote for next.
Oh, wow.
Next year, but I'm not telling who yet.
A little let's not confuse people.
But it's going to be great.
Is there anything you want to tell us besides the festival that the foundation does that you want to educate our listeners about?
Well, we do...
Or other events?
Well, we used to do the festival, and that was sort of what we did, but we have grown as well, and so we have been going out into schools and giving presentations at schools. If someone has a school they'd like us to come to, just give us a call, and we'd be happy to do that. We've also been speaking at different civic organizations about osprey and their importance, and we've had presentations here where we've brought speakers in. We had one in the fall, and we will be doing another one. I'm not sure, it'll be closer to end of summer, but it's just a one-hit deal where we bring someone in to speak, or we are also looking at doing a film screening, maybe two different film screenings.
Oh, that's right. You did do a film screening about the Manhattan this past year.
Yeah, we've done that too. So we're looking at doing all those different types of things, as well as now it's our busy season as well. Osprey are back, or some of them are back, so we've started monitoring nests.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about what the foundation is doing in that regard, the actual work with osprey.
So we have all the nests are mapped that are in Colonial Beach, and we have them on a map. It's a program that's run by Center for Conservation Biology out of William & Mary. It's a citizen science program. Anyone can get involved in that.
Oh, and I assume you're always looking for new volunteers, aren't
always,
you?
Always.
And the best place to do that is on your website?
On the website, and there's an email there, and they can just send me an email.
Okay.
So we monitor the nests here. We have 50 plus nesting sites, and we'll look at all of those at the beginning of the season, but then not all those sites are nested in, so those drop off our watch list.
Right.
And it gets a little more manageable. And we've just taken on Dahlgren Naval Base, so we'll be monitoring their nesting sites too. And they have over 30 nesting sites. So that's sort of excited. They needed help, and that, we said we'll do it.
That basically doubles your workload,
doesn't it? It does. So we won't be able to look at those as often as we do here, but we hope to go once a week and take a run around there.
And you have cameras just on the one
at
the fire?
We just have cameras on the one. We were hoping to get another camera up this season, but it did not happen. So we do have a camera.
And that's by the fire station?
That's the one we have is by the fire station. That's a brand new camera. It has sound, pan capability, great zoom, beautiful picture. This morning, we were able to, we saw a male up there. He had a band on his leg. He's been banded. So we were able to take a great close-up look at that band. And we sent that in and identified that bird. So he is almost 4 years old. He will be 4 years old this summer. And he was banded right here in Colonial Beach.
So that tells you that he was born here in Colonial Beach. One of your volunteers or a local conservator banded him when he was born.
We have a bird bander that comes in. He comes in from Maryland. He's permitted to band in Virginia as well.
So this would have been I guess you call it a fledgling?
It would have been, yeah, he was actually a chick. He hadn't fledged yet.
Would have banded when he was born here in Colonial Beach 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and now he's back raising his own family.
Yeah, he is.
Hoping to.
So that's really exciting that to have one of our own come back. Not necessarily do all the ones that fledge from here come back here. They come back to the general area,
right.
but not right back to the same place, I don't think. And this one did.
Yeah, so, I mean, they could be in Deltaville or somewhere else. Yeah.
Yes, so yeah, that was fun to do that, to be able to find out where he was from. So
yeah, that kind of closes that circle for you, doesn't it?
It does, because you rarely know. You don't know what happens.
Yeah.
But so what happens is just for information, if you ever are able to identify a band number on a bird, lots of times it would be a dead bird. But some of our photographers have gotten pictures of bands. You turn that into the National Banding Lab, and they can identify the bird, and they'll send you that information. They'll send you a certificate, which is really nice. And I have two. This is my third one. And they'll also send that information to the bander that one of his birds
was spotted.
Was spotted. And it's...
is alive and well.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. So, yeah. So that was all the big excitement of this morning, getting that band number. Turn. We wanted that bird to turn so we could get the other numbers.
Do you check that camera every morning?
Yes. I check that camera many, many times during the day.
Get
I
up,
sure do.
Have your coffee and watch some bird nests.
Yeah, watch some bird nests. Yep. I do that.
I'm not surprised.
No.
Joni, you have such a passion for the osprey. It's fun to watch, honestly.
Thanks.
We're running out of time, but I just wanted to ask you, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up maybe that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
We do have an award that we're going to give out at the festival, and that's going to happen around noon. And this is going to be its first year, and it's going to be given to someone that has really contributed to the well-being, the healthy environment of our osprey in Colonial Beach.
What's the award called?
It's called the Garland Jenkins Award.
Okay.
And Garland Jenkins put up that platform at the fire department over 20 years ago, the old platform.
Okay.
He worked for Dominion. He did it to keep them off the power line.
Oh, right.
But he loved the birds, and that's a whole nother story. But that's what it's called. If you come to the festival, you'll learn the rest of
The rest of the story.
The rest of the story. So anyway, we're excited to be able to do that, to recognize someone.
Excellent. Excellent. Joni, one more time, let's give out the website for the foundation so people can either buy tickets or find out more information about the festival.
It's www.virginiaospreyfoundation.org, and you can click on the festival tab and see everything that's going on. That's it. And I hope to see you there. It's going to be fun.
Joni Millward, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Ted. Thanks for having me.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.